The Gemara is on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding like seven lines from the top. The Gemara spoke about, I said yesterday that they found that they were saying a hesped, and by a hesped they had to have the noshim lechud va'anoshim lechud. So we said, kol shekein tzichus b'sheiva, the man and woman should be separate. So the Gemara says, what type of hesped are we discussing? Ho hespedo maya vidite. Second word from the seventh or eighth line. Pligi by Abdaisi, Abdaisi by Abana. What hesped are we discussing? Chadam al Mashiach ben Yosef. Shanaak. By Mechemes Gog and Magog, it's going to be very scary for Klal Yisrael. And Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come and he's going to save Klal Yisrael. And all of a sudden, he's going to come into Yerushalayim. And the Goyim that are going to be there are going to kill him. And we're going to become Ois Mensch. That's why they have Terutzim, even from, you know, when they said people were Mashiach, he died. Mashiach ben Yosef, he was Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. So that's going to be a scary time for Klal Yisrael because their leader, our leader, is going to die.
Why is it going to be scary? We know it already.
No, but you don't. Nothing's going to be clear.
Well, then you're not going to be sure if it's true or not.
We're not clear. Mashiach ben Yosef, it's not 100%. You're going to have to.
So
have
maybe
Simonis.
It all checks out.
I'd say it has to all check out, but it's going to be scary that you're going to come. Well, when Klal Yisrael is going to understand that, the Mashiach ben David is going to come pretty soon afterwards. Doesn't say how much. The Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die. So it's going to be very scary that your leader dies. You know, he's convincing you that he's Mashiach, and then he dies. It's pretty scary.
When Mashiach ben Yosef dies, we're going to know that was Mashiach ben Yosef.
Mashiach ben Yosef already came.
That's what I'm saying. They people that say, this guy was Mashiach, and that guy was Mashiach, they hold that he came already, and he just died. Uh-huh. It just takes a lot of years between him and Mashiach ben David. Well, if it says, that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Most of Mashiach is anyways, hundreds of years now.
Right, we don't know exactly how much it is. So that's Mashiach ben Yosef. V'chadama Yitzhar Shanaeg. When Lassid Lavoi, the Yitzhar is going to get killed. Like the Ma'abishlam, the Ma'adama Mashiach ben Yosef Shanaeg. If it's Mashiach ben Yosef that's killed, Heinrich Sivi, Bito Eli, Eshadokru, Vesoftu, Olav, Kemispeid, Al Yachid. We're going to be maspidim. We're going to be so depressed. There's going to be a spaden. Almanam al Yitzhar Shanaeg, high spaden by the Mevid. Well, when they killed the Yitzhar, we're going to make a hesped simcha by the Mevid. It's the greatest happy. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. So why are people going to make a hesped when they kill the Yitzhar? The bad time we'll be able to do everything good. So the Gemara kedosh abiyudel asid lava. Mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yitzhar v'sheichta b'fnei tzadikim b'fnei yishayim. Asid lava Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Yitzhar and shecht it. In front of the tzaddikim, in front of the sham. Tzaddikim nedama lehem kahar gavaya. Tzaddikim, it's going to be similar to them, like a tall mountain, like a large mountain. It's always going to look like a large mountain. Visham nedama lehem kachot asayra. Visham, it's going to look like some thin thread. Halalu baichim v'halalu baichim. The tzaddikim are going to cry and the visham are going to cry. Tzaddikim baichim. Tzaddikim are going to cry. V'ayim heiche chana lichba ishaar gavaya kazeh. How could we have captured... How could we have conquered this mountain? So what are they crying about?
B'chiyah shal simcha.
So normally I would say like Moshe, it's b'chiyah shal simcha. It's a crying of happiness. Look what we accomplished. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, shenizkorim b'tzarim, they're going to remember the pain, shahayulam lichbay sharasha azeh b'chayayim, that they should have captured how much they won over this Rosh HaBachayim. So what are they crying for? They're remembering the Tzar? Shinuskarim B'Tzarim?
No, were they crying now that they no longer
Did they remember
have,
the Tzar?
The Yitzhar is not here anymore, so now they no longer have the Yechaylus to overcome the Yitzhar.
Right, but that's not what Rashi says.
Right.
So, you're Pshat, and you're saying
the same thing.
Oh, yeah? Rashi says it? That's the Mashal. Mashal says that. Mashal is very bothered with Rashi. That you're upset of the tzara that you had, but you want that tzara, doesn't make...
That's what
that says. That's what Mashal says, but that's not... He says that's Zegin Pshat. That's not what Mashal says.
Crying because they can't believe they could have gotten rid of it sooner.
What do you mean sooner?
That we couldn't have gotten rid of the Yitzhar horse sooner.
No, but that's not what Rashi said. That's another Pshat. So Rashi says...
Well, it brings them up bad memories. Having to fight. Look, I would think it's fakert that they were able to fight it.
Things. He says, Shahayu Ahem Lichbosh. That they should have conquered him much faster.
More. That's
what
Rashi says a little bit like he said.
No, but that's fair to say. If it was taka so large to them, then what do you? If these bishlamim say it's small, that's exactly what the Rishon are going to feel like.
According to you, I left it open for people to
sit here. Yeah. So.
So
why are they crying for that? They don't want again. So it's an end. What they want the tzar?
Yeah, because you accomplish more. That's
the mashal.
Oh,
that's the mashal.
Why is
there a shayda? Mashal saying that it's lemaisa. At the end of the day, it's kedai for us to have the yitzhak because we're going to get some. Once we lost the love, we're not getting any more schusim. Right, we have the chalas. It's good to fight.
What is Rashi saying?
That's the mashal's question. Mashal blab shua. Maybe like Marcus saying, yeah, something like that. What?
They had it.
Why does some get bigger yitzhakas and some less? I guess they get fit.
Oh, so we're gonna get to that. We'll see. So it's not really bigger. It's not really bigger and smaller. It's just the bigger you are, they have to be bigger to fight you. Like, the yitzhak comes to you. You don't listen, right? It's
it's mashma that it's not just one certain. When Hashem shechs and shechs each individual, it's a hurry. Each one's different. Otherwise, how could it be?
No. So that we'll see in a minute. One second.
Chagadi every
year. Yeah. So v'sham nidmelen kechut asaya. So v'sham baichem we see in the Gemara. V'sham cried. I'm hechla yichalnu lichpoish as chut asaya. As how could we not conquered this little thread? V'afak adosh baruch hu tamei imoim. In front of my eyes, I'm also nispal. How come you couldn't win this over? Now, what is the Eitz Hara? What is it? A mountain or a thread?
Each person's different.
Why?
It's not much more
than that. Why would a Russia say that it was so tiny?
I mean, why is
it
Tzadik
seeing
it?
But you would think by a Russia, it would be like a huge amount they weren't able to conquer.
And the Gemara is saying Pukva. Right, the Gemara is saying Pukva.
The more they have to do, the easier it is.
No, because we said the culture goes on, but the Tzadik gets larger for Tzadikim. It's a constant...
What does that mean it's larger? That means it goes
isn't it,
something...
Isn't the Gemara going to say that later?
Yeah, we are going to get to that.
No, I thought... I'm saying that...
Yeah. No, but when you say that the Yetzer Hara grows, you think it's bigger. That means the difference between you and the Yetzer Hara is the same much by a Rush and the Yetzer Hara. It's just, you're already up here, so the Yetzer Hara has to be here. A Rush is down here, so the Yetzer Hara is down here. It doesn't mean it's bigger. Right, it's always a little bit more than the Yetzer Hara. Or whatever. I don't know what
the ratio is the same, right?
The ratio is the same,
no? It should be the same, no.
For a tzaddik, a little something that's good. So for a tzaddik, the Yetzer Hara, even on something that for a Russian is nothing bad. It's saying it's a different Yetzer Hara for a Russian.
It should be the same mountain at the end of the day.
But what's wrong for a tzaddik is not wrong for a Russian.
If a tzaddik says something not right, or something not in a nice way, but for a Russian would be nothing, that for a tzaddik is an aveir, or whatever.
True. It doesn't make the Yetzer Hara big again. It makes it... Makes that for him, it's just always a step higher than what he is.
Right, so if it's the same step higher for everybody, then why can't the Russia be able to conquer the same way that it's out of
here? He could, he's just not looking to fight. The Russia's never looking
but
to fight
against him. It's
always very
power.
Close. And then
right. So if the Yetzer Tov is here for one, and the Yetzer Tov is here for another, and one is able to, why isn't the Yetzer Tov?
No, he's saying, both? He's basically, that's no Bechira.
One exercising the people.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay. But now, the Shah is like this. So the Shah is like this. You really think Abraham Kanievsky has you the same Yetzer Hara as you? I'm bigger than you? You think Abraham Kanievsky has a taiva not to learn? I don't believe so. You think that he has a taiva to do anything that you have? I hope not.
It's a whole different level.
What?
Different level completely.
No, it's different avera.
What's his taiva? To eat a steak? No.
His type is to learn
Mishnah
instead of Gemara.
His type is
why can't that be?
No, the Tzitzis Pashut. I mean, the Sfarim right is that if Chankivsky won, you could win over Yetzer Hara and you'd blank it out against him. There is, and you get the Schar every time, Kilu, you fought it and you won it. So that's why it comes to her because his heart could stay very low. He doesn't need to go higher. He starts off with that thread. But he's just building up because you won it over, and now it's another mountain, and you get the schar every time. You have to understand what these things mean. But when he started, when he was 10 years old, he had the same taiva to be a child like everyone else. But he won it over, and he fought it so much that he knocked it out totally.
So why is it constantly getting larger then?
He gets a schar.
So it doesn't actually get larger, but it gets
he's
schar.
He's getting the schar as kilu, he won that, and he has now another one that he's winning also.
But Chai has no yetzar. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying no, he has something, but he doesn't have 99% of our yetzar. You
exactly.
Think he has an ivan to look at something where you know to look
so
at?
So what could a yetzar have been?
He never saw a lady in his life. He never saw a lady in his
life.
No, don't let him not get him. What's your thing?
So his sister, his wife.
Okay, so
yeah, I don't know.
Who's his wife?
His wife. That's about it.
His daughter.
It's impossible for him to do something.
Come on, that's what I'm saying.
Unless he pushes himself to do something wrong.
Right. Something like that. Right. It's a...
So Moshe Rabbeinu though, he didn't dive in him. So that was considered.
Whatever that means. I mean,
at that level.
No. We say that there's darkest digger things, like Maslow said, or how he's acting, how he when he's not learning, when he's busy with
his top. That he does have, obviously. Everyone has the Yetzirah, but I'm saying, but he won over all the regular Yetzirahs. But the Yetzirah is so large already, it's just like.
You find the top of the Aron, Yehuda and Tomer, and they happen to. Even if they're so great, they still have a title for something that could be.
I would mention most people like what the Yeshiva belt have that. They don't have the Yetzirahs that the Baal Batim or other people have.
I don't know if that's so true. Then I put down the situation. Put them in the Manhattan. Let's see what they can do.
Yeah, but by them not being that was part of knocking out the Eight Hundred. I don't know if they knocked it out. That's part of knocking out the Eight Hundred. That they're not in that situation.
Putting a fence around it doesn't mean that.
I'm not sure.
Please.
Hello. Get the guy open internet in yeshiva. Let's see what he can do with it.
What? No. But he won't even go to it. He knows it's not even.
It's not really that he worked on it. He never. He loved after you
so,
get it if you didn't work on it.
Chaim was the son of the stipler, and I'm saying there's a whole different. Who's brought up also?
A lot of those things. The Tavis Yisha, I'm sure. Okay, fine.
Bekiva grew up from 40 years old. I'm sure it was a whole different.
Right.
So for him, it was much, much greater.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The Sichas Musa says that the
who's that?
The Yetzirah.
Who's the Sichas? Oh, yeah.
Says that the Yetzirah by a tzaddik grows much more than proportionally than by a Rasha.
Yeah.
In other words, it's not. Otherwise, it would be the same thing for the tzaddik as for Rasha. It should be like a chutasira.
It's the strength. Yeah. I think when you say grows, I think you mean the strength that it does.
They give a marshal to this. Yeah. They give a marshal that it's like a balloon full of air. So it's even for them, it's really big. But it's all the same. It's one big balloon. You pop it, and then there's nothing. So the tzaddikim look at it like full of air. Like this mountain, and then the Sham, okay, like this mountain, that's because I'm mostly good. Fine. So, the Mavait, Amar Basi. Yetzahara betchila daima lechutcha buchya. The katchila, it's similar to chutcha buchya, that's like a spider web. A thread of a spider web. Lemsaiv daima ka avaisa sa agala. Shanema, like a thick thread, a thick string.
No,
the eagle, the rope, that you take. Shanema. Hoy Moshe, hoy Moshe, avim bechavli hashav, ucha avoy sa'agolo chata. You see, like this thick rope. Tana Rabbanu Mashiach ben David, she'asad li'gol es mehevi amenu. Mashiach ben David, that's going to come quickly. Oy melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'amim eni David v'atin lach. Just ask me anything and I'll give you. So Baruch Hashem gave Mashiach ben David the option to ask for anything. Shanema ha'sapra el chayk, ani ha'yom yiladaticha. I'll give you anything. I'll give you all the other nations. Once you saw the Mashiach ben Yosef died, I'm in the front of a bunch of them. I just need to live. Just let me live. Doesn't say that.
Oh, if you
saw him. Chaim, actually, you're asking for Chaim, actually, before you even said it, your father David said Nevuah, that you're going to live, Shnei Mechaim, Shalom, Emcha, Nasataloy. Give him chayim. Oichem and the pasuk says over there. So the Baruch Shem told him already. You ask him chayim. That already don't worry if they don't have to. You have to waste your bakasha. So the Moadosh Shabbat v'Yitemei b'Shuv b'Leiv b'Shuv Hashem says to the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar has seven names. The Kadosh Baruch Hu called Ra. The Baruch Shem called him bad. Shenemak Yitzhar Leiv Adam Ram and Urav. It's bad. Moshe called him Arul. Moshe called him Arul. Shenemak Matamas Arul as Levavchem. David called him Tame. David called him Tame. Shenemak Leiv Tar B'Ral Yelikim. You created in me a Leiv Tar. V'Mechlal De'ika Tame. I have a Tame also in my heart. Shleim Akar Yisayne, Shenema, it says in Pasuk Imrov, Sinacha Chilei Olecha. If your Yetzahara is hungry and he wants to do Aveir, what should you do? Achilei Olecha. I want to give him bread. What's bread? Look, actually, bread is Torah. If he wants to fight with you, give him Torah. Like we know, right? What's the Lashon Chazal? Berach Yetzahara, Berach Torah Tavlin. V'im Tzamei, if he's thirsty, the Yitzhar is getting you with thirst. Tashkei Omayim. Give him water. What's water? Zakashi Vaita Tayra. Ki Gechalim. Ato. This is Vaita the Pasuk. What?
I guess it's different types of
ways of learning.
The Lecha maybe.
Yeah, what did you say?
Some kind of lambdus, I don't know.
Okay. Ki Gechalim Ato.
Easier when it's harder.
Yeah.
It's lambdus when it's.
Yeah, more toil.
I've talked about different kinds of
Yetzirah. Yeah. Zakta Pasuk Vayitik, Chalamata, Chaita al Yoshe, Vashem Yishalim Lach. So that's the end of the Pasuk. So we say, Atiki Yishalim Lach, Eli Yashali Menu Lach. It should be, Rashi explains, She Yishalim Yitzach Imach, Vayavach, Vayal Yisrach Alach, Tevilam and Eilam. You should make peace with him. And he shouldn't keep on fighting with you to try to get you away from this world. Yishayahu kare miksha. Yishayahu called the Yetzirah miksha. Shenema saylu saylu panu derech. Harima miksha miderech ami. Take away this miksha. He turns you to the wrong direction. Yicheskel kare evan. Yicheskel called him a stone. Shenema v'sati as leiva evan. Mipsachem. V'nasati lechem leiv basa. This stone, my heart of stone. That's the Yetzirah. Yoyel kare tzvayni. Hidden.
Shenema v'satzvayni achik me'alech. It goes according to what the Rav said earlier, that a certain tzaddik were able to wipe out the Yetzirah entirely.
Shalom. Shalom. Yeah, shalom. I was going to say that. That means you see that he made shalom with it.
And it's no longer here.
The Yetzirah is not fighting with him. And that nakud, yeah.
Once he says, all the Ra, everyone else comes with another thing.
Rather we agree to the Ra, but we're being mice of another nakud to it. Tana Rabbanu. The hidden are going to be marked from you. It's hiding in the life of Adam. The problem is, if you would know that this is the Yetzirah, you'd win it over. You just convince him not the Yetzirah. He gets you so well that he always convinces you you're doing great. You're tired in the morning and you can't get up out of bed. Oh, these another two minutes is going to help me for learning. It's going to help me for my business. It's going to help me for everything. Right? That's what. Why don't you wake up sometimes when the alarm rings? Last night you decided that's the time to wake up. Today in the morning you got smarter. What happened?
Why is that not there?
the first halach and shachanach. He's got a kari, lakum abayka. I'm saying the Yetzirah comes with all those. The night before you knew very clearly what abayka was.
You didn't sleep maybe
the night. Okay, that's all the good to Okay, that's the easiest Yetzirah. That we don't fight so much. That's bacham amur. We don't have so much. I mean, we do. A little bit, yeah.
It's a fight every day.
You have a fight every day? Yeah.
I got rid of
all you. Some people sleepwalk on their way. Walk from
Davli. V'idachtiv, there's a fight in the Pasuk. V'idachtiv alayat siya v'shamema. What's that? So we tied some mokrim shein b'nei adam mitzuyin lizgayas behen. Throw it away. The Banisham says, I'm going to take away the Yitzahar and I'm going to put it away to places where people don't have to fight. The Pasuk says, vayta as panov. What does that mean? Shenasan Eino b'Migdash. What did the Yetzirah do? Shenasan Eino b'Migdash Rishon. He gave his eyes on the first base of Migdash. Vechrivi, and he was machavit for us. B'harg Tamid Chacham Shabbai, and he killed Tamid Chacham. The pasuk says Vayta. V'Soifel Yom Achren. What does that mean? Zok the Gemara. Shenasan Eino b'Migdash Sheni. He gave his eyes on the second base of Migdash. Vechrivi. B'harg Tamid Chacham Shabbai. So it's all the Yetzer Hara's fault that everything was Charev. The pasuk says weiter. Va'ala be'eshoi, va'ala be'oshoi, va'tal tzachanase kihigdil. Last is the pasuk says. What does it mean? Shemaniach umas ha'aylam. Yetzer Hara, he leaves the umas ha'aylam. He doesn't care about them. Umaskai b'shaneim shal Yisrael, and he fights shaneim, which means really us. He fights the klal Yisrael. The pasuk says weiter, kihigdil lasais. Amar Abaya, with Tamid Chacham, Yosef Mikulam, and he gets Tamid Chacham more than anyone. So he goes, Kiyoda Abaya Shame Lo Gavra. Yeah. Kiyoda Abaya Shame Lo Gavra. Abaya heard this person, the Kamali Itza, that he was saying to this woman, Nagdi Veneza Ba'ocha. Let's go early and let's go on the road. Before, while it's night, early in the morning. Amar, so they were going together. So Abaya got worried about Yichud. Amar Eza Afashinu. Meisur, I'm going to go behind them. And make sure they don't do an issa. Azal basrayu, tolosa parsi ba'agmi. Went after them, three pasayas in the aga, in the wet sand. So he was chasing after them. Kevipashim e'adadi. When it was time for them to separate, they were going in different directions, but in the beginning of the road, they were going together. Shaminu dekaami. They were saying, he heard them saying, Orchen rechika. It's a far road between us two, and we can't go together anymore. Betzavsam besima. If we'll be able to go together, it'll be good. Amar Abaye, imanda sonili. If I would be miyachad with this isha, with this woman, I would have a matzi lok minafshe. I wouldn't be able to hold myself back. And I'm so impressed of this person that he was able to depart. No problem. They didn't do any issa. Azal tola nafshe bebuya didasha umitztaya. He went and hung himself, leaned himself on a door, and he was thinking about it. And he was very mitztaya. He was very bothered. This person's a plain person, and he had with this woman, and nothing happened. No, he saw him. If I would be with this woman, I wouldn't be able to control myself. Also, Saba, this old person, Tanala, he told him, the greater you are than your friend, the Yetzer Hara is going to be greater, is larger. Amar Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shaladam, Mizgabe Ola B'chal Yoyim, Yetzer Hara comes on you, and Mizgabe strengthens himself every day, and you should be only bad. That means he's massive bad every single day.
The person is also immune to it.